This is the Social Media Church Podcast, the place for conversations with church leaders about social media. This is episode number 61, and I am your host, DJ Chuang. And on this episode, we're actually going to be talking about something much bigger than just social media. We're talking about the internet. And the internet as we know it will be history very soon, because the biggest change in history is coming to the internet in the next 18 months or so. And I want you to be the first to hear from me here on Social Media Church, because this is the new project that I've been working on for the past 3 months and in the months ahead. So I'm very grateful for this new position to be part of the launch team of this new project. Now, you can describe this as the internet expansion, kind of like, you know, baseball and basketball and football have expanded additional teams over the years. I know when I was growing up, it was much easier to manage the National League and American League for me as a baseball fan. And then now there's different divisions and regions and interleague play, and it's just gotten bigger and in a way more complicated. Or technologically speaking, think back to the days of broadcast television when there was only three channels, NBC, ABC, and CBS. And then Fox Television came along on the scene, and then cable TV has rolled out, and now we have, 500 plus channels now? Well, that kind of thing is happening to domain names. Right now, there's 22 top level domains on the internet. The three most familiar to you, .com, .net, .org, and some of the churches have gone on to alternative two-letter domain names, which actually are hosted by different countries, countries like .tv or .to. I have seen churches use those. Well, in the next 18 months, new domain extensions or top-level domains will be launching on the internet, and it will change the way we use mobile apps, web apps, identify with brands. Some of the early projections indicate that the most popular domain extensions will be ones like .shop, .web, .music, .hotel, .blog, .sport, and there's going to be one for .faith, .app is in the works, .club, and a couple of my favorites, .pizza, and .menu. Yeah, it is a tremendous project. I'm very grateful to be a part of it, because this is something innovative, this is something new, this is around the corner, and you know, God's at work behind the scenes too. And this is not something we take for granted, although that will happen. Kind of like the way electricity and water is provided. A lot goes on behind the scenes, but we can have the convenience of it. And for full disclosure, I am working with the .Bible top-level domain and American Bible Society. Very honored and very grateful to be part of the team and to be a part of shaping the future of the internet. And this podcast for Social Media Church is a personal ministry of mine, and so I'm wearing two hats in this instance, just to keep that straight in our minds. I've invited my colleagues at American Bible Society, that is the host for this new project, and they will give you the whole backstory of how this came about and pull back the curtain to explain why this is a complicated and involved process, and answer some of the questions that we're beginning to hear. Let me introduce them real quick, and then we'll hear from them. John Mark Mitchell is the Director of Digital Ministry, and Scott Wenemark is the Director of Strategic Advancement. Here is my conversation with John Mark Mitchell and Scott Wenemark.
Well, let's start with Scott. How did American Bible Society get into this kind of investment to launch a .Bible TLD, top-level domain?
Well, it's a good question. The process started back in really the winter of 2011. And the process was really kind of just looking at this as something, whether we wanted to do or not. So we're doing due diligence on whether or not we should participate or even apply for this. Because just because you can doesn't mean you should, especially in the technology realm. So we want to be good stewards of technology. So we started that process, and basically that's when our first kind of God moment occurred, because we found out about two other organizations and ministries that were applying for that Bible. And this actually was a closed process, so people generally didn't know if there were other people going to apply for their particular generic name. But so we kind of took time out to say, okay, let's meet and see what they had to say about this. So we met with them, and immediately they withdrew and said, you know, if the American Bible Society is going to do this, then we want to join your coalition. We think you guys are the right people to do this. And so we've been working alongside some great partners all over the world ever since then. And it's just been really amazing how God has uniquely positioned us to be able to help shape the future of the internet, but also change lives through .Bible. And we've been working with lots of organizations. Like I said, it's not just an American Bible Society thing, because it's much bigger than that. United Bible Societies, for example, is one of our key partners. They have presence in over 200 countries and territories around the world. So we really have a global presence with this thing, as well as another organization, lifechurch.tv. You may have heard of them through their apps, the YouVersion, their Bible app, with over 100 million downloads. And then Good News Publishers, Crossway, they have a significant network of Bible-centric developers that will also be a great way to kind of be able to help utilize the this asset that we have for the kingdom now.
Wow, that's tremendous. And we've had Life Church on previous episodes here at Social Media Church, so I'm thrilled to be hearing that they're a partner on this new top-level domain. So as you've gotten into this process for applying for this .Bible TLD, it hasn't been without speed bumps. So what kind of issues or warnings have you come across?
Yeah, I think it's pretty important for folks to understand the process by which new GTLDs and the internet domain names are managed in general. So an organization called the International Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN for short, that structured the process by which domain names are, this whole process, new domain names would be registered. And the process by which they manage that is called a multi-stakeholder process. So in essence, you have an opportunity for individuals across the globe to comment on various portions of the process, and that includes individual applications. Our application drew many positive comments, but some also negative comments as well, some that were concerned from the fact of religious or religious terms being introduced to the internet, and or the representation of a U.S.-based organization managing a top-level domain that has global meaning. And in particular, I think that two governmental agencies, which carry a lot of weight in the ICANN process, made comment about our application. And fortunately, leaning on our global ministry partners and Bible societies around the globe, which cover 200 countries and territories, we're pretty adept at being able to respond to those concerns and say, actually, even though we're the American Bible Society, we're a member of Bible agencies that span the globe, and that we actually have a coalition of those individuals behind us in this application process. And thus, we're able to avert some of those concerns and allay the worries of many.
That's good to hear. And before we go on. I wanted to check in with you in terms of the vision for this thing. What do you hope to see happen with having a .bible domain extension there on the internet that's reaching the world? And even as you interact with other companies and organizations that are launching top-level domains, what kind of reactions have you gotten? So if John Markey would speak to that, and then Scott.
Yeah, I'll take a first stab at that and say, you know, the goal of .bible is to spur market innovation and to grow partnerships that otherwise wouldn't exist, and ultimately to expand Bible engagement on a global scale. We really see this as a distinct need and a maturation of the internet. Not just us, but all of the applicants for GTLDs see this as an opportunity to shape and mold the internet for another generation. The internet is yet young, and even though we're very used to .com, .net, .org, .edu, domain names like that, this process of opening up 1,000 plus new extensions, it's really about allowing for the curation and trusted networks of content to be developed that are expressed on the internet. And we see this even in our ministry efforts and the ministry efforts of other churches and Bible agencies globally, where you have an application or a particular program, and really what you're interested in doing is having a very memorable domain name. And with well over 100 million .com domains, the kind of go-to top-level domain, is a very, very crowded space, and it's terribly difficult. And as an entrepreneurial background, I remember making these nail-biting decisions of how much of our budget can we invest in the acquisition of a good domain name. And we don't want that to be the case going forward for those interested in Bible engagement. And so we're opening this new real estate for those who are interested in the positive promotion of the Bible.
Tremendous. And Scott, as you've interacted with people at conferences, what has the response been to .bible?
Well, again, this is one of the ways that God has really shown up in this process. I guess back in April of 2013, I was at the ICANN conference in Beijing, and ICANN was actually filming some of the applicants talking about how they were going to use their strings, just learn a little bit more about their plans and so forth. And so they asked me to be interviewed. So the tapes are rolling, the film crew's there. And I started to talk about, the American Bible Society mission, about the .bible mission, about how, you know, we want to make the Bible available to every person in a language and format that they can understand and afford, so that all people may experience a life-changing message of the Bible. She also asked me about how we would measure success. And I explained that, you know, we're a little different than probably a lot of the people that she was filming, because we fundamentally believe that God's word changes lives. And so we really look and define success. We look at things like the number of people that are engaging with the Bible, and the lives that have been impacted, and how that affects a variety of different things, whether it be crime rates or suicides prevented, again, a wide variety of factors that we consider to be life change and success. And she started crying as I was kind of explaining that. And I asked her afterwards, you know, I waited till we were done, and I said, you know, what happened? Was it, you know, that bad an interview, or exactly, you know, kind of what was taking place? And she said that, you know, she could really tell that we believed what we're saying and was really touched by our mission. And she really didn't know that there were organizations out there doing this that cared about people in this way. And I don't know exactly, you know, what God is doing in this woman's life, but I do know that she's been a great advocate of ours. And, you know, I'm continuing to pray for her. And again, there's just a lot of new opportunities to interact with people that we never would have otherwise as a result of being a part of this kind of class of, you know, 1,900 applicants that have 1,900 plus that have applied for particular top-level domain names.
Wow, what a tremendous story. So God's already moving, and just by entering this process of launching a .bible, it's opened doors for spiritual conversations, and that's what we're about as followers of Christ. Just to give a little context of how I participate in this project, I joined the team in June of this year, so it's been 3 months ago, and it's been incredible to learn about the plumbing and all the things that happen behind the scenes, kind of going into the making of sausage, if you will. And not a lot of that is very interesting to the general public, but it is very important work, and there are milestones along the way. And end of July, the .bible TLD reached a very significant milestone called passing initial evaluation. So what does that mean for this process? And John Mark, if you can explain why that was so significant.
Yeah, Deidre, as you explained, I liked your analogy of making a sausage. Much of this would be things that would make people's eyes glaze over, and our 300-plus page application that went into this process, and the financial resources and the time and attention that we've given this since back in 2011. Much of that process is very technical in nature and really requires a very significant evaluation of the organization that's making the application, including background checks on principles of the organization, our financial standing, standing, our business plans and processes that would go into play, as well as contingency plans for the TLD. And that really culminates to a significant point called initial evaluation. And I would almost liken it to having done the coursework, having turned in your dissertation, having it approved, but yet you haven't walked across the stage to get your diploma. So you've done the majority of the work, and it's been accepted. That's the initial evaluation as provided by ICANN.
And we were provided a positive initial evaluation, which basically approves us to move forward into a contracting phase, which is the formal aspects of structuring our relationship with ICANN as an official registry and preparing us for the launch process.
All right, so we're on the way. So as we look forward to this .bible top-level domain being launched, just a few quick questions that I'm hearing as I share with people the exciting work that I'm getting to do as a part of this team. You mentioned this earlier. What does it mean to be a trusted network?
DJ, that's a question I get too in talking to others and press interviews that I've done with the New York Times and others, is that really what differentiates this class of domain names, top-level domains, from all of the rest of the comms and nets and org kind of generic top-level domains, is that they largely each seek to be something specific, something special, something unique, something differentiated. So an example being .bank, looking to be a trusted, safe, secure location for transacting online. Or .green, they're not talking about people whose last name is Green. They're talking about Green being organizations putting forward their foot and showing that they're environmentally conscious. Just the same, we look at .bible, and we're interested in making these domain names available to individuals and groups
who have a healthy respect for the Bible and want to reflect upon it positively. And we think that that will make a significant difference in how the top-level domain is used. If I could, by way of example, look at a top-level domain, being a student of this space for a while, is .info. Was a domain name that gained a lot of significant traction when it first was launched, but very quickly fell on hard times. And some of the people who invested in domain names, tens of thousands of dollars invested there, had their difficulty because the .info domain name, the top-level domain, was not well policed. This is a concern of ICANN and others as these top-level domains are launched. We want to be very cautious to set up structures so that all of these TLDs are used in a respectful and positive way, and that they add value to the internet. And we extend that a step further in looking at, can we build quality, valued content and applications behind these domain names such that the likes of Google would even consider that a positive attribute in the way that they evaluate content and search engine rankings of the organizations and the websites behind these domain names. I have to look at Google's own investment, where they applied for 101 of these domain names, and well over $20 million invested just in the application process. One has to only assume that at some point in time, their highly secretive PageRank algorithm will have to be reevaluated as these domain names are launched. And we would like to see those individuals that are using the .Bible, top-level domain, be positively reflected upon when Google looks at that top-level domain.
Fascinating. So will anybody be able to get a .Bible domain, and how do you keep the bad guys away?
It's important to understand how ICANN has structured some of the application process, and we are what is considered an open domain. So we are planning to make registration widely available. But it's also important, if you circle back to being trusted, valued content at the top level domain, top Bible top level domain, that we, like you said, police this, that in a way that we set up things as far as technologically, we can do things like automated scanning for misuse. And those are things that many of the trademark holders and copyright holders of the internet have asked for. Some processes and procedures are required by ICANN in this process, and some of those are still being formulated today. And we would also like to put in place maybe community policing capabilities where someone could flag us to improper misuse of the top level domain or domain that's been registered. But as we come up with those processes and procedures, we'll be publishing those out on our website, BibleTLD.org, and I'd encourage anyone who's interested in one of these domain names to track along with us there at that URL, and they can follow along with us as we kind of ramp up towards our launch date, which we intend to be in January 2015. That just so happens to coincide with the beginning of our organizational celebration of our 200th year anniversary, and which culminates in May of 2016. But we've made available for people the opportunity for them to pre-register their interest, and they can do that again at BibleTLD.org.
Wow, tremendous. And as I hear you unpack the process of putting some things in place, I'm thinking, wow, those are just going to be things on my task list and things I get to work on.
Yeah, fortunately, I've got some really bright folks like Scott and you directly worked on this project. So it's been a joy and a pleasure to get to this place. And I look forward to seeing how God will use this as an opportunity on a global scale.
Well, I'm thrilled to be a part of the team. Thank you for chatting with me on Social Media Church today. Scott, I want you to give us a closing word. What do you hope to see church leaders do in response to this tremendous opportunity?
That's a good question. I hope that they will support us, as John Mark just mentioned, by going to the website and kind of following the process as we go along here. We invite anybody that's interested in this effort to visit BibleTLD.org, and it's free to kind of pre-register your interest in a domain name, build a watch list, or even get notified when certain names are going to be released to the market. So just encourage them to do that, and know that this is an important thing, because we're out there with, you know, a lot of top-level domains like XXX and others. So we are establishing really a new home base for trusted Bible-centric content, so that all people may experience the life-changing message of the Bible. And we really see this as not just a way to it is a way to help shape the future of the internet, but it's also about what's going to happen behind each of these domain names. And it's great to create kind of new digital real estate, but it's really what excites us is seeing people engage with God's word and then seeing the life impact that results as they do that.
Well said. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, John Mark. Great working with you and great connecting with you as always.
Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, John Mark Mitchell and Scott Wenemark, for joining me here on the Social Media Church podcast. And I'll provide all the links in the show note to BibleTLD.org. And there at socialmediachurch.net, I also provide a couple links that help unpack a bit more of how this will change the internet as we know it. Now, I do want to take a few minutes to share with you some of my personal thoughts about how this will change the internet. Currently, the most popular top-level domain is .com. And .com kind of has the reputation of for being a quote-unquote legitimate website. And that's the one you want. But as 700, 1,000, 1,400 new top-level domains roll out, that's going to dramatically change the perception of these top-level domains over time. And just like we had moved from 3 channels on broadcast, we're now much more comfortable with 500 channels. In the same way, with these top-level domains, as we expand beyond 22 to 1,000, we're going to get more comfortable with the thousands of top-level domains. One of the best headlines that I've found that describes this dramatic change and captures it in a tweet is that .com is like training wheels for the internet. And here's two ways I think that these new top-level domains will change the way we use the internet. In addition to what John Mark said about how .bible will be a trusted network, I think there's two other reasons that will help us to understand the impact and the potential and the opportunity of all these top-level domains and why people will be accustomed to using them. Number one is the association of things or topics with a website or a web app. So when someone sees a .bible domain extension, they will recognize here is something that is specifically related to the Bible. Right now, when you look at a website that's .net or .org or .com, you don't really know what it is. But as these specific top-level domains with specific categories and associations, that will reinforce the brand and the identity of what it is that you have to offer in terms of content, in terms of apps, in terms of mobile, or in terms of social whatever it is that people want to connect to on the internet, the name matters. Just as the first assignment that God gave Adam was to name the animals, the name makes a big difference. And then secondly, and John Mark alluded to this, Google has invested a ton in this new venture. And so Google being a vital part of shaping the internet, you can well anticipate that the top-level domain that you choose for whatever initiatives and projects that you launch, that the top-level domain that you choose will impact your search engine result and how high it ranks. So I invite you to reimagine how you can better present the Bible in a way that engages your church, your community, and the world. Because people are spiritually hungry. People want to find a place that is reliable and trusted when it comes to Bible content. And here's the thing about the Bible. The Bible, the Word of God, will last forever. Churches will come and go. And I'm pretty sure you've heard it. The only two things that will last for eternity are people and the Word of God. So there it is. The internet is changing big time in the months and years ahead. And you have an early opportunity to hear about it here first at Social Media Church. And I would love to connect with you offline or in person or on the internet through whatever social media you'd like. Currently, I'm getting the most interaction on Twitter, and that's a fine place for us to have some conversations, not just about social media, but also about the future of the internet and these top-level domains. Connect with this project at BibleTLD.org and sign up for the email newsletter so that you can stay in the loop as new developments come down the line. And as you think about the potential and the opportunity to really open the Word of God and make it relevant and connect with people through the internet, pre-register those domain names you want for free and at no obligation at BibleTLD.org, and then we will be able to notify you as soon as they are available for you. So please share this episode with your friends, with your strangers, with your colleagues, with other people who love the Bible, because it is the Word of God and it changes lives. That wraps up this episode of the Social Media Church podcast. My name is DJ Chuang. And until next time, we'll stay connected online.